Podcast. I appreciate you joining me here today. And, you know, one thing I love about God is his goodness to us. He has been very good to us, to all of us, and I can testify that he has been very good in what he has given me. And I appreciate everything that he's given me. But a lot of times I realize that we don't give God the credit, the service that he deserves and what he has given to us. What do I mean by that? Well, let me just read you 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 19 through 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So many times we know what we want to do. We do what we want to do. And honestly, it's just human nature. We do what feels good. But is that all we really do? Maybe a little pleasure every now and then doesn't hurt us. But is that all that we do? Is that all we do with our lives? Paul told the Corinthian church something in the epistle here, something that we need to also keep in mind to this day. Our body, which we claim as our own, is not really ours. God gave it to us. God let us use it. Not only did God create us, but when we went astray in our sin, he saved us. Therefore, that alone gives him every right to make us do his work, to force us to do his service. Instead, he gives us a free will and choices to make. He asks from us what is reasonable. He's not an unreasonable God. He asks for what he says is reasonable. How do we know what that is? How do we know what the reasonable thing to give is? Well, God very clearly explains what is reasonable in his word. Romans chapter number 12 and verse 1, and you may have heard this verse before, but it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, what is this verse talking about? Is it talking about human sacrifice? Absolutely not. It says living sacrifice, so what does that mean? It means we are to give our lives to him. You see, God has been good in giving all that we have to us, including our bodies and our lives. But have we decided to turn back and say, God, I give it back to you. Use me in whatever way you would have me to do. A lot of times, God wants to give you what you want. You know, we get this very strange idea in our mind that God's plan for us is that we're going to end up in the middle of a jungle in the Amazon rainforest being a missionary to savages. When really, you never know, he could want you to be just a working man who serves in the church. You don't know what God's will is. That's why he wants you to surrender it to him. He wants to show you the will, but you have to be willing. He's not going to force it on you. He wants you to do his will. He wants you to be willing to accept his plan, but you have to be the one to make that choice. You see, oftentimes, on a different note here, oftentimes we remember two out of the three persons of God, God the Father and God the Son, which is Jesus. But a lot of times we forget about God the Holy Spirit, that third person of God. If you are saved and born again, the Holy Spirit is with you to the day you die. He is living inside you and is with you at all times. So let me ask you, what are you making the Holy Spirit look at, listen to? What are you making him do? What are you, where are you taking him? He is with you at all times, so he would certainly know. What are you putting into the temple of God? Not only does the Holy Spirit live in that temple, but it's the house of God. Surely none of us would go to the church house with whiskey bottles and walk in with a cigarette, smoking a cigarette in our hand and spewing out cuss words. So why should the temple of God be any different? And it's not just those things either. There are many other sins as well. But one thing that is for sure is that we can never improve God's temple enough. There is no limit to how much we can do for God. It is never too much. We're never going to outdo our best for God. That's not a thing. We can do our best all our life and still have more to give. And the thing about that is that whenever we turn to God, remember I mentioned earlier about the how is stereotyped commonly. People say all the time that if they surrender their will to God, God's will is going to take them to the jungle in South America somewhere. Now, if he calls you there, should you be willing to go? Yes. But a lot of times he wants to give you back what you've surrendered to him. He just wants to see your willingness to surrender it to him. And a lot of times we think that, oh, God's going to have me do something strange with it. God wants you to live in his will, of course. But he wants to see your willingness to surrender. The important part is surrendering what God has given you back to him. And then he'll use you. And then he'll give you he'll give you his will. Let me just make one more note about the temple of God, what God has given you. I was reading in the book of Nehemiah recently. Now, if you know anything about Nehemiah, went back to Jerusalem. He had a burden. He had a real burden on his heart for the Lord's house, for the Lord's city. Jerusalem was desolate and very broken down. He went in and he fixed the walls, and he did a lot, even with the temple and stuff. I know we know Ezra as to being the one that fixed up the temple at that time, but Nehemiah also did a lot in fixing up the temple as well. And in Nehemiah 13:11, he gives an account of something that happened to him. This is the very last chapter of the book of Nehemiah. And it says in verse 11, "Then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place." Now, like I said before, we see him come back to a desolate, broken down Jerusalem and rebuild the walls in the book of Nehemiah. Also, the temple was restored. And in the final chapter of the book, we see him rebuking the temple leaders because it was forsaken. So let me ask you, listener, have you forsaken the temple that God has given you? If you need to fix something, then do it. God will bless you for taking care of his temple. We can, like I said before, we can never do enough for the Lord. We can never do more. We can never do enough for what God has already done for us. We can never do enough to repay him. Now, I know that repaying him is not how we get to heaven, but if you were to give your entire life to the Lord, I guarantee you it would not be a waste. Not at all. People say, oh, what a waste that certain people had because they died for the cause of Christ at a very young age. But it's not a waste at all. You owe it to God. You owe it to him to give back that temple that he has given to you so graciously. You owe it to him to take care of that and to do with what God has given you to you the best that you can do. So I ask you, what have you done with what God has given you? Have you trashed it? Have you allowed sin in there and let it reign in God's temple? Or have you taken care of it? If you need to do some renovation on that, by all means, go ahead and do it. But don't hold back. You know something is there. And have you even surrendered your temple to him? Have you ever even surrendered the temple he has given to you? Have you even given that back to him to work in you? If not, I strongly suggest that you do. It's a command from God. You need to give him back what's his and to take care of the temple. So I hope that helps you today. I thank you for listening today. If it was a help to you, please do go ahead and hit the subscribe button so I can continue to be a blessing to you in the days ahead and keep up with the latest episodes. Also, if you think this could be a help to somebody else, go ahead and share it with a friend. Don't hesitate to do that at all. Other than that, I appreciate you listening, Ambassador. I hope you do take this into account. And I also do wish you the best. God bless you. Take care of that temple that God has given you. And God bless you. Have a great day. I will see you next time.